بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. الحمد لله. It's through the infinite grace, through the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He's allowed us to reconvene on a Friday. One narration mentions, As-salawatul khams, the five daily salah, Al-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah, one jumu'ah to the next jumu'ah, wa ramadanu ila ramadan, from one ramadan to the next ramadan, by performance of each of them, mukaffiratun ma baynahun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins. The commentators mention in regards to that, in qualifying that, this is in respect to the minor sins. As the major sins require repentance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one narration also mentions that غُفِرْ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. That the sins are forgiven between one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah via the performance of both, and an addition of 3 days. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is such that no action is ever wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Qur'an, He repeats this message of لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Throughout the Qur'an, you find this verse or these words repeated, that the actions or the rewards of those that do good, muhsin, those that do good, their reward is never squandered. Their action is never wasted. There's always some form of recompense. Now, one hadith, to give more perspective, one hadith actually mentions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that إِنَّ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا عَمِلَ حَسَنَةً أُطْعِمَ بِهَا طَعْمَةً فِي الدُّنْيَا. That a disbeliever, when he does something good, he receives some form of recompense or some form of reward in this world. Meaning, reward in the Akhirah is only stored, it's only reserved for the believers. But the disbeliever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is such that this disbeliever is not recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has not acknowledged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is essentially expressing ingratitude, being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still reward him for any good he's done during his lifetime. He has nothing in store for him in the hereafter. But the believer, a believer who does a good action, أُطْعِمَ بِهَا طُعْمَةً فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعَ مَا يَدَّخِرُ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, that he is given some form of recompense in this world alongside what is stored for him, in addition to what is stored for him in the hereafter. A believer has his akhirah. Remember, as believers, we are akhirah-centric. We are akhirah-focused. Anything we do in this lifetime, we know, we remember, we acknowledge that there is an effect, a cascading effect towards my akhirah. There's going to be something that's for my akhirah. Whether that's some form of altruism, philanthropy, anything that we do, any good that we do, we recognize that my recompense, my reward is in the akhirah. Yes, in this lifetime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allows a person's deed, a person's actions to go unrewarded. So even if a calamity was to befall an individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may remove that calamity. Different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this. And this is only through the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which is iman, which is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This iman that we have is something which is called tawfiqi. We cannot on our own part accept iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to accept iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide him, he wishes well for him, he wants to guide him towards him, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ, he grants him the humility, the submission to be able to accept iman, to be able to accept Islam. That humility and that submission to be able to be guided towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there were some scholars from Chile, they came, they were in UK, in Jamaat, they came, and they were in, so they had an ulama gathering in my local city in Preston. And then, so we sat down with them, and they just asked, you know, give us a report from where you were 20, 30 years ago in Chile to where you are now, what's been the process? What was the previous situation? What is the current situation? And what did you do to remedy what was previously ongoing? So during the entire process, he talked about what they had established, and he was giving certain reports that, alhamdulillah, they have about 5-6 new Muslims daily, passively. They're not actively giving dawah to the non-Muslims, because the Muslim state is pretty poor, so they're working on the Muslims at the moment. But passively, they have about 5-6 people that accept Islam daily. And they gave an example of one person, one 21-year-old girl, who's from an evangelical, reserved, conservative Christian family, who came to the masjid, and she said, I want to accept Islam. So she accepted Islam, and they told her, you know, you've accepted Islam, but you're from an extremely conservative family who will punish you for accepting. So whatever you do, just take it easy. You don't ease into Islam, because your family are going to punish you. Her words, remember this, she has just accepted Islam. And I mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide somebody, He grants them the humility or the ability to submit towards Islam, the submission aspect, the submission. She said, for 21 years, I've not recognized my Creator, my Allah. Why would I disobey Him from day one? Imagine this. She just accepted Islam. There's no environment at the moment. This is in Chile. Not much of an environment. She's being warned that you're from an extremely conservative Christian family. So when you accept, ease into it. Otherwise, you're going to be persecuted. She said, for after 21 years, I'm recognizing my Creator. Why would I disobey Him from day one? That is what Iman does. It's transformative in a person's life. That when the person accepts, when the person submits, that person's life changes. As Muslims, as believers, our lives change. Not just in terms of we accept La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah, we're doing our adhkar, we're performing salah, our life as a whole. The hereafter that we have, we've got meaning, we have purpose in this lifetime to know that we're going to have to give recompense in the hereafter. And as I mentioned, that a disbeliever has nothing in store for him in the hereafter. We have Iman, which means our actions, we are rewarded in this lifetime and in the hereafter. But in the hereafter, for our actions to have weight, there are three conditions. We have to die with Iman, number one. Number two, the actions we do, they have to be correct. They must be correct. Sawab, sunnah, according to the sunnah. They must be correct. And number three, with sincerity. If any of these three are missing, the action will be lacking in weight, will be void of weight, which will have, remember, our actions are going to be weighed. They're not going to be counted. It's أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنَ الْحَقِّ. Our actions are going to be weighed. What's going to give it weight will be these three things. Iman, sawab, it being correct. And number three, ikhlas, sincerity. And just the fact that a person has Iman, just the fact that a person has Iman, a day will come where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement to say, أَخْرِجُوا مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَنٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. Whoever has a mustard seed, whoever has an iota, a minute amount of Iman, remove them from Jahannam. However, they will have to go through Jahannam for the purification process. If a person does the scales or not, in his favor. They're not in his favor. He's not pure enough to enter Jannah. He will have to go through the purification process. One narration mentions, حَتَّى إِذَا هُذِّبُوا وَنُقُّوا. Once their tahdhib is done, once they are, their matters are resolved, وَنُقُّوا, and they are purified. Only after purification, أُذِنَ لَهُمْ فِي دُخُورِ الْجَنَّةِ, they will then be given permission to enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to immediately enter Jannah. We don't have to go through the purification process. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate that for us. But for this, it requires a lifetime change. It requires an effort during our lifetime to be able to enter Jannah immediately. We are all united, we are all unified in our vision to attain Jannah. We are all, as believers, we all have this unified, our vision is in unison of attaining Jannah, as believers. Now I'm the new Imam here. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remain steadfast. After the entire verse, he mentions that these people have been promised Jannah. Istiqama. Istiqama means remaining steadfast. Meaning every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilled. To be able to do that, the prerequisite of that is that person needs to have sufficient knowledge. Islam is a religion where it's based on submission. It's not a matter of what I want, what I feel. It's a matter of submission. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will? What is His commandment? And I need to fulfill that. In a certain way, I need the knowledge for that, and I need to fulfill it. I need to have the humility to be able to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are multiple, it's multifold, multidisciplinary. For us to be able to... Now, Alhamdulillah, as they brought me in, throughout the upcoming weeks, inshallah, we're starting initiatives, starting programs. Remember, as I said, our vision, all of us, is to attain Jannah. You will need the knowledge that which we will host the programs for, to be able to understand what the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. I want to attain Jannah. There are three ways by a person, after he passes away, his actions continue. One of them is ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, knowledge which is benefited from. By your acting according to what I say, I gain from you. We are unified, our unified vision is attaining Jannah, and by helping each other, we will attain that. Inshallah, I want to give three messages, one of which, as soon as it becomes available, join the WhatsApp community. We're going to create a QR code where all the programs and events that we're going to hold, for the youth especially, youth programs, to be able to make this a lively, vibrant community. Join the WhatsApp community once, as soon as it's available, join that, and we'll upload the programs that we're going to, the itinerary, the plan that we're going to have uploaded onto there. Number two, as I mentioned, Iman actions are what's going to be given weight on the Day of Judgment. Pick one action. You know, throughout the days that we have, pick one action this week and every week increase. After this Jumu'ah, I want you to think, one action that I'm going to increase on. Well, if I'm not performing my 5-time daily salah, or if I'm not performing any salah in the masjid, I'm going to start performing my salah in the masjid. Make one increase and incrementally do it. Start increasing. And weekly take account as you're increasing. Also a point on this, after Fajr and after Aisha, we will be conducting short Iman enriching programs and talks. Short, maybe between 5 and 10 minutes. But certain aspects of one hadith, one Quran ayah, and how we can implement this into our life. Making ours a much more Iman enriching. Developing our Iman, empowering ourselves. And number three, as many programs as we have, it'll be for the youth also on the Saturdays, whenever we host them throughout the week, I encourage all to participate. Keep your eye out, join the WhatsApp community as soon as it's available, join and participate. As I said, we all have a unified vision of attaining Jannah. Ilm, knowledge is a prerequisite. Then the tarbiyah, the empowerment will come through there. How do I do this? How do I attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do I develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our lives will be transformed. And as I quote in the hadith, the Quran ayah at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the believer who believes, he does good actions, we promise him فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَةً طَيِّبَةً a good life. A life where he will be able to persevere and essentially go through every challenge, every walk of life, anything that comes towards that individual, he's able to persevere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, Hayya 'ala s-salah, Hayya 'ala al-falah, Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.